Okay, so I'm getting a little bit overambitious here. I'm going to try and do two of these things tonight, and we'll see how it turns out, whether I can survive it or not. Basically, what I need from you guys is do me a favor if you can hit your like and subscribe buttons and that kind of stuff. Because that's how I get paid. If you're wondering why everybody's saying like and subscribe and all that kind of thing, I do this for fun, but if I can get some money just to pay for the music, that would be wonderful. So if you can subscribe to the podcast, that would be killer. Today I'm going to do one about my special effects in the club. We have a tremendous amount of special effects, from confetti to air jets to fog fluid or fog machines to everything. So, basically, with special effects, on any given night, if you were to come down to the club and see us, we'd be using special effects, from these confetti machines to the smoke ring generator to our streamer show. This is what we would show within a show. They were intentionally designed to be too much. When you would say, okay, that's enough, we would double it and even triple it to make sure you remember. So when we were doing the confetti show or we were dropping confetti, we always would get overdose. It would just feel like, oh God, that's enough. And when you would say that's enough, we'd just hit you four or five times more. Lots of people thought the club operated on a massive budget. Not true. They were there to see how we built the club, and every week we would take money out of sales and the weekend to buy stuff for the lighting system and put everything together piece by piece, week after week. And how we devised these harebrained schemes is the owners would make it, say, could you make that possible for $100? And I would do this again. I'd say inevitably, I would see something that someone else would see something. And the question would come up, can you build this? And not being one to say no or be outdone, I would figure out how it's built. So I'd see stuff and just say, okay, how can we do that for $100? The case in point is my confetti machines. First off, we would order in confetti. I may be stubborn, but I'm not stupid. I wasn't about to cut confetti, although I did think about it. We ran eight confetti machines throughout the clubs, four on the dance floor and four over the rest of the club. And when we turned it on, it was incredible. It literally looked like it was snowing in the club, and I mentioned before we went a little bit extra for extra effect. If another club owner or DJ was to come in and see the machines operating, they would always come up and they say, who made those? I would always like to say, I don't know, and take a drag of my cigarette and wash it down with one of my many beers. I always played stupid. It didn't matter what it was. I'd be like, I don't know, somebody built this somewhere. If you looked at it, the damn thing was so easy to figure out. I'm about to tell you a secret that everybody wanted to know for years. These super high-tech, expensive confetti machines, well, you ready? If they were, I don't think you're ready. Okay, I'll tell you. These really fancy confetti machines that would rain down confetti on the club were chicken feeders. Chicken feeders that I painted gold and cut the tin on the bottom of it to make it distribute stuff easier. So remember how I said we had no budget? Well, this project was a key example. One of the owners said he had this idea. He wanted to know what it would cost. So I priced it out to him and proof it out. He said, I said, how much you got? He said, $1,000. And I took on his challenge. So the next day I went to Princess Auto, mostly because of the girls, and they have an awesome surplus section. I wandered around and found these chicken feeders. They were about 18-inch tubes, and they were suspending a tray on the bottom, and now they had a fan to blow. They added a fan to blow the confetti out. Well, one aisle over, they had surplus fans, and they found a 6-inch square fan and jammed it up inside the tube, and the some bitch fit. And for a second of all, it was stuck. I bought all the parts I needed and Wunderbar and went back to the club and assembled the monstrosity. And we always did a FDPO of every project we had, which is for demonstration purposes only. And I'll be damned if it didn't work really well, too. And I showed the owner the proof of concept and he handed me $1,000 to return to the store and buy the rest of the parts we needed for the rest of them. I built them and hung them that week and really made a mess. I wasn't there when the cleaners came out, but I'm guessing they didn't like the 25 pounds of finger-sized flame retardant tissue paper on the floor. It stuck to everything. I'm sure if it is just confetti or if it's all papier-mâché style concrete. We went through 4 different cleaning companies that summer. So the next time you have the idea of using confetti at a wedding or a birthday, give your head a shake and weigh the 10 seconds of fun you'll have shooting it off with the 2 hours of cleaning the venue of endless time. It gets into your clothes, it gets into your hair, it gets into your drinks, it gets into everything. Honestly, you'd be better off throwing rocks. It's easier to clean up, and I'm betting the people will remember it more.